You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking guide dog blogs right now. A few months ago, we've spoken to Caroline Thomas, who's had many, many guide dogs, and all of them very unique characters too. The last time we spoke with Caroline was in January, where she got matched with a brand new guide dog and was about to begin training. Well, now we can welcome Caroline back, as she has been through her training with her new guide dog, and we'll talk about exactly that. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
That's lovely, thank you.
To refresh, for those who didn't listen when you were first on, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the first time you met your new guide dog and kind of your first impressions?
When I first heard about Malcolm, I had just lost my fifth guide dog, so I was quite sensitive, and they phoned me and said, "We think we have a match." And he came along. He was nothing what I had asked for. He was big, a bit dopey, but he worked a dream. And we went out for a walk to see if we were compatible, and we were. So you can't refuse a dog that is working beautifully for you.
It's always an interesting one when, you know, you get a dog that isn't what you requested, but actually turns out to be completely opposite and actually work really well for you. So as it's worked out well, let's talk about your kind of training experience. What was your training like?
Right, the training was very different to normal. Firstly, I was trained at home. They brought Malcolm to me on the 2nd of January, and we did some paperwork, and I had Malcolm for 2 weeks, no training. I was allowed to take him out on a loose lead. I was allowed to free run him. I was allowed to take him anywhere that I normally go. And at the time, I thought it was really strange. I thought it was just a way of keeping me occupied before they could start the training. But in actual fact, it made the training so much easier, because he had got used to my routes in a very casual, relaxed way, and I was getting to know him. He was establishing himself with me and with the family, so he was very relaxed and comfortable when we started training. So we did all of that for 2 weeks, and then my trainer would come to see me each day for about 2 to 3 hours, and we would work hard. And it was really interesting how he had already adapted to me.
That's quite an interesting way of training, because, you know, you were actually showing him your routes, and during that part, you know, I take he wasn't allowed to do any actual guiding. So how did you manage to walk him on a lead but also guide yourself?
Right, I was allowed to use my long cane, but I'm not a great long cane user. But my daughter was very much my sighted guide, and my PA would come with me, and we would just do the things I would normally have done with my other dog, but without the harness on.
So after the training, all was done, you've qualified. What's Malcolm's personality like? What's he like?
A big marshmallow. He's very sugary on the outside and gooey in the middle. He's quite duck-hearted. If he doesn't like something, he will hide behind me, which is quite funny. He's a terrible thief, especially in the kitchen. I was preparing food one day and I had 4 pieces of fish. I turned round to get some herbs and turned back, and I only had 3 pieces of fish. I never heard anything. I never saw anything. There was no evidence as to where that 4th piece of fish went, except that Malcolm was there. So he's an opportunist.
I think a lot of dogs can be, definitely. you won't realise before something goes, and especially if it's at their kind of eye-nose level and stuff, or as long as they can reach it, they will grab it.
Well, he's very tall, and he could stand at our dining room table and rest his chin on the table quite comfortably. That's how tall he is. So he can reach the worktops without even having to put any effort into it.
So apart from taking food, and he's a marshmallow personality, which I do quite like. What are his working skills that that particularly stand out to you? Now you've been working, with Malcolm for quite a few months.
Okay, because we had done all those routes beforehand, he was quite used to them, and he does work really, really well. But sometimes he will push me over to one side a bit, to the right. And on one occasion, I did have a fall. I should say it wasn't a fall. I rolled very embarrassingly along a path. But I didn't know how he would respond. My thoughts were, what's he going to do when I get up? And he just got up, shook himself, and carried on. So he wasn't fazed. He was able to say, oh, silly woman, let's get on with this. That was really good. He can pick up new routes very quickly, especially if there are shops or coffee places on the route. And we've also had to go up to the hospital. And believe me, I have never known a dog get so many people to get down on their knees and make a fuss of him. To the extent it was beginning to be embarrassing because even doctors were coming out to see this wonderful dog. He's just got these eyes that look at you, and if you don't fuss him, he's going to make you fuss him.
My dog has that skill, and it can be quite interesting. He's got these brown eyes. My dad nicknames them the Sylvester Stallone eyes.
Oh, yes. My mum said Malcolm's like Robert Mitchum, because he's got a swagger when he walks.
Very nice. A dog with a swagger. Got to love it. I mean, it's Malcolm's quite the character. So the next question could be quite amusing. So, okay, he's a bit of a thief. We've worked that out. What are the kind of quirky, funny habits or traits he has that, can be quite amusing?
Okay, he loves blankets and he has a fleece blanket which he drags around the house and he leaves it in the most stupid of places. But every morning he will pick that blanket up and bring it to me while I'm still in bed, which is quite a smelly old blanket put in your face is not something you want every morning, but that's what he does. He now knows what time the postman comes, and he will actually be waiting at the door for him. We have a pet dog called Cooper, who is he was very badly ill-treated, so he's sort of got a few of quirks of his own. Cooper never played, but he does now. He doesn't have a choice because Malcolm makes him play.
I like that he waits for the postman, and the postman probably now knows that to expect him when he comes bring the letters.
Oh, he does. Yes, he's actually tapping on the window to say, "Hi, I'm here."
Does Malcolm then take the post from the postman and bring it to you?
No, he doesn't do that. He's not very good at doing things like that. He does like toys. I can throw a toy and he'll run after it, but he doesn't bring it back.
Ah, he wants you to do it instead.
Yeah, as a retriever, you would have thought he would bring it back, but I think the attitude is you threw it, you go and get it.
Yeah, why should I be doing that? Well, I have to say, Malcolm sounds like quite a character, very likable. That marshmallow description will forever stay with me. I've heard dogs described as cars recently,
Oh.
where people would compare dogs to various cars. I've heard of Ferraris and Bentleys,
Yes, can imagine
but
that.
a marshmallow is a unique one that, and certainly one that I think I'll keep for a while. So, thank you very much, Caroline Thomas, for coming on and telling us about your guide dog Malcolm here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.